This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 29th, episode 1071.
Yep, it's Monday.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Well, heidi hoody, everybody. The Hit'em crew is out enjoying some much-deserved vacation time. So sit back and enjoy this mashup of trivia from 2014, featuring Glenn and Jamie, along with an assortment of brave listeners and selfless equestrian celebrities who are determined to answer equine queries of questionable merit. Stay tuned for the fray, folks.
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge, where each week a different unsuspecting world-renowned celebrity equestrian is pitted against a humble Horses in the Morning listener, willing to risk it all for a prize package or a nod of approval from one of the greats from the equestrian universe. Now, let the battle of equestrian acuity begin.
And Jamie, what are we calling it again? You had the name.
It is the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Challenge Battle of the Sexes! Dun, dun, dun.
And before we introduce Sean here, we have to talk about EquityMFG.com, because I think once we introduce Sean, we're going to lose control of the show. So why don't you talk a little bit about your flex and fork or shake and fork?
Well, I love my flex and fork. I love my shake and fork. And I'm packing up for the horse trial. And so, you know, I don't have shavings here at home, so I don't get to use my shake and fork as much as I like to. However, I do love going to horse shows and cleaning the stall and hitting that button and going, and have everybody from stalls around going, what is that? What are you doing? And then I show them, and everybody's jealous. And for like 1 second before they see me ride, I'm cool. Like, I am the center of attention for like 5 minutes while I show everybody how awesome I can clean poop. And so that's the shake and fork for you. And I love getting the shavings and getting in there and doing the stalls. And it's just such a unbelievable piece of equipment. Not even just the shake and fork, the flex and fork. Like I told you guys, I've run over with my gator. I've seriously jammed it into walls. You can get it stuck in the grass and it doesn't break. Do yourself a favor. Invest in getting just a flex and fork. And if you do shavings a lot or you show a lot, it's going to save you a lot of time and a lot of money, especially when you're paying, you know, 10, 15 bucks a bag for shavings at horse shows. The shake and fork is going to save you money, and the flex and fork is going to save you money buying forks that break. So do yourself a favor. Go to EquityMFG.com.
Very good. Thank you very much. Well, we've already met the one competitor. She's returning for a second chance. She lost in a tiebreaker the first round. And, of course, that's Mary Kitzmiller. Been with us for half an hour talking trash about her competitor today, who is Sean Patrick, also a wild card at Road to the Horse, lives down here in the state of Florida, and I am rooting for him because us guys have to stick together. We're in a world of women here in the horse world. So, Sean Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
She said she's smarter than you. She has been smack-talking you for the last half hour.
She said he's slow. No, I haven't been trash talking for the last half hour. I just made some casual observations, and I just wanted to make sure they're going to take it real easy on you and not destroy your confidence.
Well, I just think you should all know that she actually is quite a bit smarter than I am, but I'll give you that. I'm far quicker, though.
I'm Sean just setting myself up for the most massive
yes,
of failures.
You are. You have to live up to this now, Mary.
Yeah.
Sean is a horse trainer, a colt starter, and lives in one of the most beautiful places in Florida. Tell us about where you live.
Well, we're over near New Smyrna Beach, so it's just down the road from Daytona, and we're on Pioneer Trail Reserve, who is actually one of the sponsors this year of Road to the Horse. And it's an equestrian community here with a beautiful indoor riding arena, and we are so fortunate to work year-round under this big roof, and we have beautiful green pastures, and it's quite a treat.
Where is that? Because I'm moving there.
We're about an hour and a half east of you, I think.
Yeah, we're east of us. She's in a Phoenix, but we're in our Ocala. And you're just south of Daytona Beach, right?
Yeah. I've been able to go to some car races this last few years. It's been quite fun.
Yeah, it is a beautiful area you're at. And he's literally about a half an hour from one of the most beautiful beaches in Florida. So New Smyrna Beach is very nice. We go once a year. Well, Sean, who are you going to play for as a charity?
Oh, I'm going to play for Hope Reigns, which is a therapeutic riding center just a few miles from me. They have a really wonderful director, Hope Rosenthal, and they have a barn full of nice horses, and we're always rooting for them.
Well, very good, and we appreciate all the therapeutic riding centers in the United States that do great work. And Mary, who are you playing for? Because now that you've declared you're going to win, we have to know.
Well, I'm playing for a charity we already give to every month, and it's Ranch Hand Rescue, and it's a horse rescue out here in Texas, and they do some amazing things, just extreme life-saving measures for horses and other animals, and it's just a really great cause.
Very good, and we thank you both for telling us about your charities. And what are they playing for, Jennifer?
Our contestants are playing for a $25 gift certificate from EquestrianCollections.com. EquestrianCollections.com is where you can find the whole universe of equestrian shopping at the touch of a mouse and delivered straight to your door.
And I'm sure that either one of those charities can find things they need at Equestrian Collections. So Jamie's going to explain the rules here, and hopefully we don't see any cheating, Jamie, because I'm on Sean's side here.
No, I would not cheat. This is for two very deserving charities. I may have altered the questions just a little bit. But
yeah,
just a little. All right, so how this works is I'm going to ask Mary a question, and then I'm going to ask Sean a question. I'm going to go back and forth, three questions apiece, and if we need to get to the tiebreaker, I'll explain the rules of that when we get to it. Does that sound good to you guys?
Sounds good to me.
Yep, sounds good. All right, so Mary, you are first. Jennifer, apparently, by the way, Jennifer is our producer. You just heard her explain the prizes. I would like for you to know that if you don't like the questions or you have any complaints at all, you have to email jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. I am just the reader. I am not the author.
I'm writing it down right now.
Yes, jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. Two N's. All right. So, here we go. Mary, apparently Jennifer spent some time reading a botany book ahead of this, because the question is, true or false? The good news is 50-50 shot. The meadow horsetail plant.
Oh, my gosh. I lost already. No. Okay, keep going.
True or false?
That is the question. Come on. The meadow horsetail plant was named because of its ability to move in order to catch insects on which it feeds. True or false?
False?
That's right, Mary.
Yeah, it is not
false.
A Venus flytrap. Yes, you made it. You are correct. It is not a
Where the
Venus
hell did trap. That question come from?
I didn't realize I had to have a PhD in botany for this show.
Yeah. That's the first botany question we've had in 3 years.
Well, the good news is it's kind of, Sean's going to have one too, sort of. Sean, we like to keep things fair here. True or false? Mare's tail is a type of wispy cloud.
False.
Now, not to be whatever, but mare's tail is a weed, and I almost think you're correct. Like, if it was me, I would give it to you. But first of all, she said the answer is true, so you send your complaints to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Second of all, you're a dude. If you were a chick, I would have given it to you. Because it is Battle of the Sexes, after all.
You see what I have to stuff with every day, Sean? It's like this every day. I'm outnumbered.
I feel so sorry for you, Glenn. All right, so apparently mare's tail is also a type of wispy cloud. However, they are also a very pesky weed that we have in Phoenix. All right. So, Mary, we're going to move back to you, and this is going to be multiple choice, okay? So you can let me finish asking the whole question. I'll give you three choices. This one's ridiculous, too, by the way.
Awesome.
What sport requires moving a cow through a series of pegs involving right turns and left turns, and finally two pegs known as the gate? Is it A, camp drafting? Is it B, omoxie, or C, tent pegging?
I am going to go with A, camp drafting.
That is right. Good job, Mary.
How the
I've
hell
had a few
you know
of these
that?
In my life, so that was pretty easy.
Oh, is that actually Australia? No wonder. I was like, what is this we're
I
talking
think
about?
It's
getting
popular over here as well. It's supposed to be a bunch of fun. I've never done it.
Well, apparently Sean would have known that because clearly Sean Patrick is Irish. Am I correct, Sean?
Well, I had one grandfather who was Irish. I think I'm actually mostly English, but...
Sean O'Patrick. Oh, Sean O'Patrick.
Have you ever done camp drafting, Sean? Have you ever done it?
No, I've watched it on the telly, but I've never, ever done it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They have a whole different way of moving from what I understand and what I've seen.
Huh. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. We're only doing a horse
radio. I think it's their version
show.
Of rain cow and raining them.
Okay. All right. Well, here, Sean, your question is also multiple choice, all right?
Okay.
Now, what year was the first World Equestrian Games held? The first WEGS. Was it A, 1979, B, 1981, or C, 1990?
I'm going to go with 1990 since they're every four
That's
years.
That's right, Sean. Yeah, you're right. That is correct.
Yay! Congratulations. He's quick. You're right. He is quick. So we are currently 2-1. 2-1. So, Mary, if you want to seal the victory, you've got to get this correct, okay?
No pressure.
What discipline has the U.S. team won? What discipline has the U.S. won team and individual gold in this World Equestrian Games?
Oh, this is not multiple choice.
No.
Nope.
Just answer.
Okay. Oh, just got to come out of thin air with this one. Okay, let's go with raining.
Oh.
That's right. Good guess.
that was kind of a low ball. That was kind of an easy
question.
One.
That was easy. That was kind of easy, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I want to keep playing here because I really feel like Sean's first question was wrong. Like,
him save his dignity.
He was correct.
Yes, I agree. I thought a mare's tail was a plant. I never heard
robbed.
Of it. Wild.
I was completely robbed.
It is. And someday we're going to get Jennifer on here to explain herself. So we're going to just keep going here. All right.
And we'll have some added money for Mary's favorite Chihuahua rescue.
It's the rescue I'm going to give my Chihuahua to when I finally have a mental breakdown. So we need to pay for his care, his long-term care.
I was wondering why when I saw the Chihuahua at Road to the Horse, it was in a straitjacket. I couldn't figure that out. Now I know. Now I know.
And Mary was wearing the cone of shame. Was that?
Yeah.
All right, Sean, let's ask you this question, see if you know it. The Four Sixes Ranch. The Four Sixes Ranch provides the horses for Road to the Horse, but they also produce cattle. What breed of cattle does the Four Sixes Ranch produce?
I'm going to go with Angus. I hope I'm right.
That's right. That is correct.
That's
You're right.
That's yep. it. We're going to the tiebreaker.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And Mary, this is bringing back nightmares because you lost in a movie tiebreaker question last time you were on. Now, guess what our question is? It's a movie tiebreaker question.
I've got the Google out right in front of me. I'm ready.
No Googling, ladies.
No Google. I'm good.
All right. So, Sean, this is how this works. I'm going to give you a series of clues, and I'm going to do them slowly. And as soon as you know the answer, yell it out. All right?
Wait. We're yelling out the... Okay, yes. Okay, we're yelling out the answer, right?
I'm not going to get you guys confused. You don't have to use your name as your
Okay, I just thought of that as it came out of my mouth. But we can both answer this one.
You can both answer it. This is the tiebreaker for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Challenge Battle of the Sexes. It's a long title. Here we go. Name that movie. Yell it out when you know it. The film
Flicka.
Follows... I feel like I should give you a 5-second penalty.
Oh.
The film... Black Beauty. Now, pay attention, Sean. He is quick. I'll give him that. All right. This film follows the adventures of Chip Woolley and Mark Allen from New Mexico to Louisville in 2009.
Cowboy Up?
Directed by Jim Wilson, who won a 1990 Oscar for Dances with Wolves. The jockey, Calvin Burrell, plays himself.
50-1.
That's right. Good job. Mary, you win it.
Yes.
Yay. Have you seen it yet, Mary?
I have not, but I'm familiar with the story.
It's a good, funny movie. Jamie and I, we saw it together when we were together in Lexington, and it's a very funny movie. It's very good.
And you get goosies. I cried at the end, too. I cry in every horse movie, but I did cry a lot, and it was really, really good. And 50-1 is the answer. Sean Patrick, the non-Irish Irishman, I'm so sorry.
I'm connected to the shoulder bone. The shoulder bone connected to the leg bone.
The leg bone connected to the foot bone is a humorous reminder of how things are connected and dependent upon each other. But all humor aside, the health of your horse's muscles and bones are key to his overall health and performance. At Omega Alpha Equine, they know just how important your horse's entire musculoskeletal system is to his health and happiness, so they offer a variety of different all-natural liquid supplements. Omega Alpha Equine, all natural supplements based on science to help all of your horse's connected parts stay healthy and perform at their best. Ask for Omega Alpha Equine supplements at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
That's right. It is time for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge.
Our celebrity this week is the lovely, talented, and beautiful Taryn Atkinson from Copper Meadows. Good morning, Taryn.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't realize how bizarre it is doing commercials for manure forks until people are on hold.
Yeah, right.
And, don't quite get the idea of what we're doing here, but this is the only radio show on the planet that advertises manure forks, and we're very proud of them. So thank you for sponsoring.
I thought that was great. No more flicking problems. I was into that. Sure. That was super.
I know you were. I actually was using my shaken fork at Copper Meadows, and
it's kind of popular, so people love to use it and borrow it. So there you go. Well, Taryn, thank you for joining us. I hear two things. Number one, you are on your way to Woodside. I believe your husband is in the driver's seat, and you are not driving, thank God, because you just recently had a head injury?
I did, yes, unfortunately, at Twin Rivers. My horse slipped, and down we went, and so now I've got a concussion. I'm sitting in the passenger seat for a while, but that's all right. I get to be driven around. It's like having a chauffeur.
Well, you know what? Your chauffeur actually did kind of throw you under the bus. He said that you should go because since you had a head injury, it might be funny to ask you trivia questions.
Oh, my gosh. Rude. That's husband love right there.
Yes, it is. That is husband love for sure. Well, so do you have to, the way that head injuries work at horse trials, do you have to sit this one out or can you ride?
Yeah, there's actually a medical suspension for 21 days. So,
wow.
I mean, I'm voluntarily sitting out for sure because I still get a little dizzy, and that's probably, you know, listening to the story of the guy who got a ticket for riding home drunk from the pub, that would probably be me. I would be getting a ticket for reckless riding for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you win today, we'll put in a good word for you because, you know, you'll have to be... You have to be mentally cognizant to win today, right? So
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm powering through. I've got a handicap here.
Although your competitor Mary Farr is sitting there going, "Yes, I'm playing somebody with a head injury. I have a chance."
And why don't you go ahead and introduce Mary Glenn? Believe it or not, you guys, I have the husband has already gone to work. Let me just, so Taryn, your favorite child is here sitting on my lap, and his television show just ended, and so I need to go restart Yo Gabba Gabba. Google that one. You want to kill yourself.
Oh, the baby.
I know, it's your baby. So talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back. We're going to go watch the farm episode of Yo Gabba Gabba. I'll be right back.
All right, Taryn, you're going to be playing today. Somebody we did a listener highlight on not too long ago here on the show, Mary Farr. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you doing?
Terrific. Now, you're an eventer, too, aren't you?
No, I'm a dressage rider.
Oh, well, we'll forgive you for that, Mary.
oh, thanks.
Well, you know, you're sort of, you got the first phase of eventing down.
You got it. You got it.
All you need to do is add a little jumping, and you'll be right there with them, Mary.
There you go. Except my mare won't step over the dressage ring. She thinks that jump is too high.
Oh, well then, okay. Well, yeah, Mary, probably dressage.
I'm a dressage rider.
Sure. Where are you from, Mary? Remind everybody.
I am in Northeast Florida, St. Johns County, home of St. Augustine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're not too far from us. You're only
we're neighbors.
4 hours from cool. You've been living through, and this is going to kill Taryn here, you've been living through the torrential rains we've been having all summer long
here
in Florida.
Over 8 inches last month. Over eight inches in September.
Yeah, it's just been raining every day. So
Taryn's
out there giving sense of that to us, please.
Yeah, eight inches is our yearly rainfall.
Oh, God.
We had
can't believe that.
Over the weekend, it just came down. It just we haven't had a break at all. So yeah, you can borrow some of ours. That would be terrific.
We would love it.
It's
we
good practice
it.
For taking care of abscesses.
That's true. Rush. So, Jamie, are you back?
All right, I am back, and the child did not want to watch another episode, so we're going to have to get through this together. All right, so. This is how this works, Mary and Taryn. I am going to ask you guys a question. We're going to go back and forth. I'm going to start with Mary, then three questions, and then we'll have a tiebreaker that we'll get to if we need it. Here, take my iPhone and go play with that. Don't call anybody. Thank you.
There'll be 65 traps on the phone by the time she's done.
Exactly, exactly. So if he calls you, just ignore it. So we'll start with Mary. I've got a question for you. We'll go back and forth. We have a tiebreaker. If we need that, I'll get to it. I'll explain it when we get to it. But did you guys go over Taryn's charity?
No, we did not.
Taryn, tell us about the charity you're playing for.
So I am playing for Helen Woodward. It is a vet hospital in Rancho Santa Fe, and they do a really great job with adoptions, dogs, horses, all kinds of animals, and they would love the prize that you guys are giving out that I heard about, the box of horse cookies. So that is what I am playing for. Hoping
fantastic.
They get that.
Fantastic. Well, the head injury must prevail then. That's how we're going to have to work it.
Come on, handicap.
And we have not mentioned what the prize is yet. Let's have Jennifer do that right now.
Today's prize is a great big box of treats of all sorts from Uncle Jimmy's. Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls and licky things help to combat stall boredom by providing your horse entertainment in the stall, while at the same time providing them with much-needed minerals and nutrients that are often not found in other treats or get left at the bottom of the box. Uncle Jimmy's has training treats covered, too, with Uncle Jimmy's Squeezy Buns. Every deliciously soft, squishy treat is individually wrapped for freshness and your pockets don't get gummed up. As for Jimmy's Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls, Licky Things, Squeezy Buns, or Pecker Wreckers at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to uncle-jimmys.com.
Karen, if you haven't heard of those, they would be the perfect gift from you. That's right, Pecker Wreckers. Licky Things, Hanging Balls, it's awesome.
That sounds
amazing. Humor.
Yeah, I love
all
it.
Right. Mary, we're going to go to your question. True,
okay.
I would like to say that I give this this disclaimer every time that if you don't like these questions or I am just the messenger, you can email Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com with all your complaints, and I'm sure she gets plenty. All right, so starting with question number one, Mary, this is going to be true or false. Now, I did hear that your horse's name, Mary, is Parcheesi.
Yes.
Okay, then this question makes sense. The board game Parcheesi was invented by Benedictine monks in the 15th century. Is that true or false?
True.
Oh. Seriously? Oh. Did you really think monks invented Parcheesi in the 15th century?
Who else would?
That's true.
Good point. All right, Taryn, we go to you. It's true or false?
All right.
Disney films, Walt Disney films, have featured characters named Gustav as a goose, an alligator, and a giant, but never a horse.
Oh, I think that's false. Oh, my God.
Coming from your horse, Gustav. No, sadly, it was a goose, a giant, an alligator, but never a horse. I couldn't believe that either, so I had to Google it.
It's such a good horse name.
It is.
It is a good horse name, yeah. You're right.
All right. We're going to go to Mary now.
We're
back to you because, yep, tied, zip to zip, goose egg to goose egg, Gustav to Gustav. Here we go. What is the lowest level, Mary, at which the USEA has a 3-day dressage test? The lowest level.
Oh, there's a multiple choice.
Yeah.
Oh, is there multiple choice? Okay.
Yes.
Multiple choice. Sorry.
Oh, good. Thank you.
The lowest level at which the USEA has a 3-day dressage test is either advanced, B, preliminary, or C, novice.
This is 3-day. That's the catch, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say preliminary.
They just added
when I'm not on the phone.
It's stressful, right?
Yeah.
Novice. They do novice 3 days now. Novice 3 days.
I hope Taryn knew that. Taryn, did you know that?
I did. I was like, pick me, pick me.
Yeah, pick her.
Taryn, we've got a multiple choice question for you.
I bet it's about dressage.
That was my hope.
It's about eventing. You should hopefully know this one. Here we go. And do not ask your husband. He's not allowed to help. Okay. Which of the following horses is not in the U.S. Eventing Hall of Fame? not in the Hall of Fame? Is it A, grasshopper, B, Irish cap, or C, charisma?
I would go B. Oh, my God. Is it charisma?
Yes, it's charisma.
Yeah.
not yet inducted. I'm sure charisma will be there soon. But
come on.
We're still at a big, fat 0-0 here, ladies. Fantastic work.
Pretty sad.
Proud of you guys.
I know.
Okay. Mary.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you, Jennifer wrote this without multiple choice, but I thought it was too hard. So I'm giving you multiple choice on this one. Are you ready?
Bless your heart.
since clearly you need all the help you can get. Okay.
Yes.
On what article of riding clothes would you find the vamp? Is it A, helmet, and it's a vamp, V-A-M-P, helmet, B, boots, or C, jacket?
Boots.
Oh, that is right.
Wow,
yes,
finally.
Oh, no.
You didn't even need a multiple choice. Oh, fair enough.
Well, no, I didn't need a multiple choice.
Okay. Gotcha.
Just to clarify for everybody, Jennifer, we didn't know what that was either, neither Jamie or I, and Jennifer clarified that it's a little part at the top, like in the old boots where they had the laces started. Apparently, that's called the vamp. I don't know.
Thanks, Cliff Clavin.
I didn't know. People are wondering what the vamp was. I have no idea.
Now you know. Do. Okay. Now, Taryn, this is really an unfair question to a girl with a head injury. It's just unfair.
Oh, no. This is not good. All right. Let's go. Let's do it.
Taryn, let me ask you, though. Did you ever live in Massachusetts?
Sorry?
Did you ever live in Massachusetts at any point in your life?
No, never.
Oh,
no,
then it is unfair. Go ahead.
California girl. No, this is not fair. Okay. Worcester. Worcester is a city in Massachusetts and
actually,
a city in Worcester.
Worcester. Okay.
Worcester. I bet if you're from there, it's probably pronounced a different way. All right. It's a city in Massachusetts and in England, and it's also a type of nose band. Spell Worcester.
Oh, my God.
Not fair.
And I know she's not Googling it because she can't spell it. So.
I know, right? Worcester. How do you spell Worcester, England? Can I get some help from my
yes.
husband?
Yes, you can.
W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R.
That's right.
Because
is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Oh, good job.
That's right.
Way to go, Jamie.
Yay. He's here. He's helpful.
Only because he threw you under the bus. Husbanding,
that's right.
Husbanding is allowed today.
I get it.
All right.
Most people forget the R. You got that right. I was waiting for the W-O-C, and most people forget the R.
Oh, man.
I never would have got that. Never. All right, so we move to the tiebreaker, and this is how this tiebreaker works. This is called Name That Movie, okay? Name That Movie, and I'm going to start to read clues about a certain type of horse movie, okay? As soon as you know the name of the horse movie, yell out your name. Your name is your buzzer, so that way I can differentiate between, because you girls, you know, all sound the same on the phone. So, when you know the answer, yell out your name, okay? You got it, Taryn?
Yes. I just hope I yell out my name. I hope I'm correct with that.
Don't yell out Mary. Yell anything about Mary.
Any
oh.
other name
Mary.
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 I'm practicing
and I
my name
clarify
in my head right now.
That we have a venting against dressage here. So this is a showdown. This is a real
this
showdown.
Is a showdown.
Uh-oh,
and we're on. Just killing it with 1 point each.
I know. Whizzes that we are, Taryn.
Yeah, we're so smart.
At least you guys are funny as hell. I'm having a great time.
We got to have all some right. charm, you know.
Mary and Taryn, here we go. Name that movie. This film about a Palomino named Sneaky Pete was released in 1960 by Walt Disney Pictures. This film won the Academy Award for Best Documentary. Hugh Wiley competed this Palomino horse under the name Nautical. Flipping his tail in the air over fences was another one of Nautical's idiosyncrasies, giving the film its name.
Mary, horse with a flying tail?
That's right.
Yay! Yay!
Mary, you won. You were the best of the worst.
Hi, Glenn here, and I am talking with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with the product of the week.
Hey, Glenn, and you know what? Everybody is shedding now. You know, my horses are black and white, gypsies, mostly white, and I look like a polar bear when I come out from grooming him these days. And so I was thinking that I should feature a shedding blade, and I found one that was very unique. It's the Gruma opening shedding blade. And there's two things that I found that makes this this pretty unique and pretty cool. And one is that it has thin, you know, blade, the teeth on one side are smaller and more fine, and then the teeth on the other side are your regular kind that you get on the, you can get good on the body. So I thought this was really kind of a neat thing you can use in all different parts of the horse's body, with the fine side and the coarse side. Also, it locks. Instead of, you know, how you have to put them together and you pull that thing through and through the loop, this is different. It just, you just close it up and the little loop's at the bottom and it locks in place. If you want to use it as a round thing, or as if you want to put it together like that and hang it on the wall, which is what I do, this was just a sort of a new design for a shedding blade. So that's why I wanted to feature that today. But, of course, everybody knows that it's shedding time, and it's time to get some new shedding blades, because let me tell you, if you don't replace them every year, then those teeth get dulled, and it doesn't do nearly the good job that you need to. So you need to replace your shedding blade. So for, you know, $11, you can get this whole new cool one.
And that's the Gruma opening shedding blade. You can find it at equestriancollections.com. Just search for Gruma, G-R-O-O-M-A. Just put in shedding blade, and it will pop up. I do like the design, and you know, here in Florida, the sand really kills the teeth. So, and I know mud does as well, so you're absolutely right. It's time to look for a new one, and why not the best one on the market?
There you go. Thanks a lot, Glenn.
That's right. It is time for the Wheel of Trivia. We haven't played this in so long. I had to go back to January to find when we played it last, because we've been doing the celebrity trivia. But today we thought we'd mix it up a little. And, yes, there is advantages to being one of our auditors here at the Horse Radio Network, because the auditors will go first today. Everybody, we're going to try and get to everybody. There's a lot of people on the line, but we're gonna do a speed round here. A lot of voices that we haven't heard in a long time. So, but first, tell us quickly about our sponsor that makes this all possible.
Yes, EquityMFG.com is our sponsor, and we want to thank them for being part of the show all the time. Now, if you remember, Glenn, on Monday, I talked about the fact that I took Edward to a dressage saddle fitting, and I tried all these saddles, and it was like one after another, and then finally I sat on the one that was like, oh, you know, like, the heavens opened, my horse's shoulder opened, he was all of a sudden this great relaxed mover, and I was so comfortable, and I love the saddle, and I'm like, this is the one I want. She's like, oh, that one's $5,000. Like, really? I couldn't have liked the $1,200 one? No, I liked the $5,000 one. So I tell that story. I get an email from Joseph from Equity, and he had the same exact thing happen. He tried out a whole bunch of saddles. He has this most amazing Lusitano. It looks black. Oh, ridiculous. Amazing horse. So he's like, oh, yeah, I did that too, and I tried out a saddle, and the same thing, the heavens opened. My horse was licking and chewing and happy, and the saddle was $6,600. So he's like, handed it back. And he said he saved for the next 2.5 years, finally was just able to buy the saddle for his horse. 2.5 years later, I'm like, oh, that's probably how long it's going to take me. Oh, I should Kickstarter trying to get a new saddle. Anyway.
There you go.
You know what he says to me, Glenn? He says, you know what you need to do? I can't remember the name of the saddle. I'll look it up here. Yeah, this is what he says to me. Jamie, what you need to do is you need to get the saddle that I got. Because $5,000 wasn't enough. He says that what I need to do is make sure I try the count. It was a county saddle, some sort of county saddle. County Perfection. I'm looking up the email here. You need to try the County Perfection. Like, Joseph, I'm already looking at $5,000. Do I really need to add another $1,600 to the bill? I mean, come on. Yeah, but yes, I should try some more. God, maybe I'll find a cheaper one I like. Anyway, so Joseph went through the same exact thing. He is a horse person, you guys. He owns horses. His wife is a horse person. This is a guy who designed these most amazing manure forks. He knows what he's doing. He knows what we like. He clean stalls himself, and you want to check him out at equitymfg.com. They're different. They're more expensive, and they're worth it. You get what you pay for. And these things really last. So make sure you go look them up at equitymfg.com.
All right, here's how it's going to work. We have three categories. We're going to take callers in order here, auditors first, and then everybody else. We're going to make it as fast as we can. And you have three categories, fun facts, literature, and the third category is, and the winner is. You pick one of those categories. We ask you a question. If you get it correct, you hear the bell. If you get it incorrect, you hear the high school basketball buzzer. Oh, that's loud. Let's put that down a little bit. Just hurt my eardrums. So let's get started with somebody's waiting a half an hour, she called. And it's shocking that she's even up at this time of day because she doesn't have school. Ruby Kaufman. Hey, Ruby.
Hello.
Ruby. Oh, I thought you were
here. I'm sorry. I was removing my headphones.
She's okay, in Arizona, and she's a teenager, and she's up at 7 o'clock, and she's been up on hold for half an hour. So, Ruby, you definitely get points. Glenn, did you want to talk about the whole auditor thing?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that auditors of the Horse Radio Network, if you want to be an auditor to help support us here, you can just hop on over to horsesinthemorning.com, click on the banner in the middle of the page for as little as a dollar a month. You get all kinds of special little privileges, including this today. So, Ruby, we are so glad to talk to you again.
Yes, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
It has. Where have you been? What the heck?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've got the categories. Again, the categories are fun facts, literature, and the winner is. So I would first off like to start with, if you have a complaint about any of the questions, please
where do you
direct
send it, Ruby?
Yeah. Do you know where to
send a complaint? I got
to
figure out what to complain about.
Well, if you want to complain about a question, send them to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com, or you want to complain about the fact that you get up early, whatever you have a complaint about, just send it to Jennifer. Just let her be your vent line.
All right.
That was one of my favorite segments we've ever done on this show last Monday. If you didn't hear Monday's complaint segment, please go back and listen. It was awesome. Our listeners are so smart. So, Ruby, how this works is I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to have to refresh my memory. I'm going to ask you a question. You either get it right or you get it wrong. If you get it right, you get to spin the wheel. Is that correct, Glenn?
That is correct.
Okay, Ruby, what do you want? Fun fact, literature,
I think
or
I want the fun fact category.
Fun facts. This is a fun fact. The Orlov Trotter was developed, and this is multiple choice, in what country? It was developed in what country? A, Afghanistan. B, the Republic of Georgia. Or C, Russia.
Russia.
That's correct.
Woo-hoo!
First winner of the day.
Yay!
First winner of the day. That's great. All right. Let's spin the wheel and see what she wins.
All right,
here we go, Ruby. All kinds of good stuff on there. We have all kinds of gift certificates and products. Let's see what she gets. Ruby, you win a $25 gift certificate from Equestrian Collections.
Ooh,
for the entire universe of shopping at your fingertips. You get to buy whatever you want.
Awesome.
That's $25 at a question. I'm sure you can find something. You can find something cute to wear to school next year or a tap to the barn.
Find something.
I'm sure you will.
Equestrian Collections, Glenn, is the company that sells the saddle that I want. So I'm going to do the math here to see how many $25 gift certificates I need to get my saddle. I'm going to start playing the game. That's awesome.
There you go. Save them up. Thank you, Ruby. Hold on a second.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Actually, Ruby, you can hang up. We have your information, so you can hang up.
Oh.
You're good.
All
to
right.
Go.
Well, I'll
okay.
keep listening.
Thanks, Ruby.
I'm gonna keep listening.
Okay.
Put her back
all
on.
All right. Bye.
Next is an auditor out of Pennsylvania, Colleen. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Glenn and Jamie. Good morning.
Morning. All right. So just to give every non-auditor a heads up. The auditors got to go in line first. That's the benefit of being an auditor. So if you want to donate like a dollar a month so Glenn and I can eat, we welcome that. And that's the deal. I only need, by the way, 220 Equestrian Collections gift certificates for $25 each. So send them my way, people. Send them my way. All right. What category, Colleen, would you like? Would you like fun facts, literature, or and the winner is?
I think I'm going to try literature.
Literature. Literature. This is multiple choice. This is awesome. It's horse stuff. Come on. Like we don't know horse books. Which of the following books was not written by Walter Farley? A, The Island Stallion. B, The Red Pony, or C, The Horse That Swam Away?
B, The Red Pony.
How did you get that?
That's a John Steinbeck novel. Hello. And we know that The Red Pony, every one of us horse girls that are online right now, we saw The Red Pony as a child on the shelf. And if you did what I did, you plucked it out and you bought it. And you went home and you read it and you were mortified by the awfulness that happened to that poor bloody little pony, thinking that it was going to be a happy little story about a pony.
Yes.
And then did you do that too, Colleen?
I did. I did.
I was shocked.
I still get depressed when I get to the end of Black Beauty.
Oh. We may have Black Beauty in another question on literature, so just a little heads up to the people on hold. I can't even think about the question. You'll see when I get to it. I don't even want to think about it. No spoiler alert. So, yes, The Red Pony, Billy Buck, cut the pony's neck open, and then the bird plunged its beak into his eye.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
Still
all right, guys. You're boring me to death here. Let's spin the wheel.
Everybody else.
I'm going to try and spin. There we go. All right, let's see what Colleen wins. Are you still working with the good folks over at Eventing Nation, writing for them?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. That's my second hat that I wear.
Well, I know that you have two jobs, and you work with them, and you also have a real job, which probably means you can use what you've just won, and it's a $10 gift certificate to Starbucks.
Oh, awesome.
So,
I absolutely can use that. I love that.
I figure on the way to and from work, and she has like an important job, Jamie, not like ours. She likes where you go.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's awesome. You know what? That's
so
perfect because I'm always on the run, so it'll be great to just kind of pull in there, get my Frappuccino. That'll be perfect.
Nice. Well,
before
Colleen,
we let you go, real quick, are you going to Ada? Are you going to be there?
You know what? I'm planning on it. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I won't be able to walk up and surprise you this time.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. I hope you can stay Monday and co-host Horses in the Morning with us.
You know what? I'm going to see if I can work that out. That would be a lot of fun.
You should do that. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you there. You also, we have your information. You're good to go. Thanks a lot.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys.
All right. The next we have Doreen Rose out of New York.
Hey,
Doreen.
How you doing?
Great. We're doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good.
So we have so many people on hold, I've been trying to kind of do a little bit of a speed round. So now that we know you're good, we're good. What category do you want? Fun facts, literature, or And the Winner Is?
I think I want to try fun facts.
Fun facts. Fun facts. Here we go. Which is older? You got 50-50 chance here. Which is older, the American Quarter Horse Association or the Jockey Club, the American Jockey Club?
I'm going to say the Quarter Horse Association.
Oh, Dorina, sorry. Glenn, can you Google when the AQHA started? Because the Jockey Club has been around, you're gonna be shocked, 1894.
Oh, wow.
1894. Okay, now we have it. The Jennifer is saying, she may be wrong, I mean, who knows, 1936.
No, she is. She's right. She's right. Yeah, they just had an anniversary. Yeah.
1936 is when that the Quarter Horse Association started. So, Doreen, I'm so sorry. No spinning the wheel today. But please, if you haven't signed up to play our Celebrity Trivia Challenge, please do. Are we still taking sign-ups for that, Glenn?
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely. She did, I think. I think you have, Doreen.
Yeah, okay. Great. I'll try that.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. All thanks, right. Doreen.
Bye.
Thanks, Doreen. Who's next?
Next up, we have Robin. Oh, Robin Donahue in Texas. Hey, Robin.
Hey, good morning.
Okay,
good morning.
Hold on.
Are you out driving your horse?
I'm outside trying to feed, but let me get you off my earbud real quick. Okay.
I thought you were... I just got a Facebook message from you, and you were just driving your niece to work. I don't know what you were doing. Girl, you are all over the place this early in the morning.
I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old daughter, and they're signed up for Princess, a.k.a. Manners Camp.
Oh, what? My God, that's the best idea ever. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do they still
that's
have that?
Awesome.
Yeah. So they think they're going to Princess Camp, but they come home with telling us how we're supposed to wait until everybody's at the table before we start eating, and they're chewing with their mouths closed, and it's like, this is awesome.
Wow.
Well,
what a way to trick
genius.
The kids.
Yeah.
Genius call it Princess Camp. Gosh, that's awesome. All right, Robin, I could talk to you about that for a while, because now they're going to get annoying, because you're going to be like, I want to put my foot up on the table. Princess,
yeah.
Don't do
that. I was told no elbows on the table.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're going to regret this. All right, fun fact, literature or And the Winner Is?
Well, nobody's tried And the Winner Is, so I'm game.
Okay. It's multiple choice. Which rider won the first American individual Olympic show jumping gold medal in 1968?
Oh, crap.
Olympic gold in show jumping for America. Is it A, Bill Steinkraus, B, Joe Farges, or C, BZ Madden, 1968?
I am going to go with Bill Steinkraus.
That's correct.
Woo-hoo!
You got it.
You did it, girl.
Nice
job. Look at
you. Good guess.
I knew it wasn't BZ Madden. That was too recent.
I don't even know who Joe Farges is. Was he a show jumper, or did Jennifer make that up? I don't know.
I know that name. I just can't remember who he is.
Well, let's see what we can find for you to help out with the little princesses.
I'm glad I redeemed myself some after the horrible last trivia.
We forgot all about it.
Hey, you get this, a $25 gift certificate to Home Depot.
Oh.
So, what farmer cannot use something from Home Depot? So, yes, $25 gift certificate. Yeah,
thank
terrific.
You.
Now, I do have one other question on the whole camp deal. Because Jamie's got a little one coming up that's going to be a holy terror, and we hear it on the show here. So do they have a prince camp so that he can learn the same things, only they disguise it in being a prince?
Not here, but I'm sure she could put a bug in somebody's ear.
Okay.
Yeah, well, like his dad can even let him go to Prince Camp, please.
Well, they also, earlier in the summer, my six-year-old went to Inventors Camp. So, sadly, she was one of the few girls that went.
Yeah, did she invent anything?
Yeah, they made a pinball table out of, like, recycled materials.
How cool is that? That sounds like my kind of camp.
Yeah, yeah, well, dad is an engineer, so you get to do cool stuff
like
that.
That's cool. Well, Robin, thank you so much.
We have your information. We're good to go.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Robin. All right.
Bye.
Okay, next up we have coming to us, Susan Nelson is next up. Hey, Susan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Susan.
I am really, really good. I haven't talked to you guys in a long time.
I know, it has been a while.
Yeah.
For sure. Are you currently enrolled in Princess Camp?
No, but I'm about setting up my trip to go ride horses in Ireland and to the WEG. And if I lose or whatever, I was thinking I could wear a Horses in the Morning t-shirt or hat to the WEG. What do you think?
There you go.
There you go.
I don't have either one, but you know, that's a hint.
Oh, you don't?
Hint, hint.
You don't have a hat?
Yeah, we're hinting. Hint, aren't we? Hint. Fix the wheel, Glenn. Get it fixed.
Okay.
All right. Well, what category do you want? Do you want fun facts, literature, or and the winner is?
Oh, I like literature, I think.
Literature, great category, because this one is the Black Beauty question.
We got a Black Beauty question, yay!
Jennifer, it hurts me that you even wrote this question, and I'm going to send a complaint to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com, okay?
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Uh-oh.
True or false? In Anna Sewell's classic Black Beauty, Black Beauty and Merrylegs both die in a fire in the final chapter.
That is so false.
Ah, that hurts my heart, Jennifer, that you would even say that. Glenn?
I've lost the question. I missed it. She answered too quick. Is it false? Yes. Did you say false?
It's false. Yes, I said that. So false. So they all live happily ever after.
I lost you there.
Yeah, there you go.
Glenn, can I just point out that you shouldn't have needed the answer to that one because I read you the freaking book, and now we're going to read it again since you clearly forgot everything.
I might have tuned out a little bit during that segment. So.
I cannot believe it. I read the... Susan, can you... If you see him, will you kick him in the shin for me? That'd be great.
No. I'm trying to stay on Glenn's good side for a while.
You need a hat? She needs a hat. All right, let's spin the wheel. See what comes up here. Oh, and Susan, you get a $10 gift certificate from Petco. So I hope you have a Petco in your area. And I will also send you a hat. We'll make sure you get a hat so you can wear it over there.
That's awesome. Thank you, Mr. Glenn. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jamie.
No problem. We want you advertising for us. No, we have your information, so we'll get it out to you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks,
I'll
Susan.
I'll keep listening.
Okay. All right,
good to talk
we'll do.
To you.
I think we have one more, and we've gotten through most of the list. Sorry for the people who hung up and didn't get through. There were a lot of calls today. Lynn in Michigan. Hey, Lynn.
Hello. Haven't talked to you guys in a while. Well, since Kentucky.
I know. That's true. Hi. Yes, we saw you in Kentucky. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you've been listening this whole time, even though you haven't said hi or sent us a letter or anything. I mean, geez.
Well, I don't do the whole social media thing, so I'm a bit of a Luddite.
Oh, well, we sure do appreciate you being a part of the show. So the categories are, Lynn, fun facts, literature, or and the winner is. What would you like to go for?
I'll go for fun facts.
Fun facts. The Queen's Plate run last weekend at Woodbine Racetrack in Canada is the first race in the Canadian Triple Crown. What is the Queen's Plate American equivalent?
Oh, it's the equivalent of the Kentucky Derby.
Glenn?
That is correct.
Here, pay attention, Glenn. Yay!
I almost thought I lost you for a second there.
No. Glenn's currently reading Black Beauty. He's trying to get caught up, so he's a little busy. That is correct. Congratulations. It is time for you to spin the wheel.
All right, and you, Lynn, win also, look at this, you win a $20 Starbucks gift card.
Oh, cool. All right,
so
thank
that's
you.
Correct.
More caffeine.
Yeah. That's right, everybody, and I know you like your caffeine, so that'd be good to
I
go.
I do. You betcha.
All right. Very good.
Super.
Thank
Thanks
you,
Lynn. All righty. Nice to talk to y'all.
All cooped up, feeling all caged in. Need to get a little air so I can breathe again. Got a thirst in my heart, hunger in my eyes. Need to satisfy my soul, free my wild side. My wheels have been spinning like crazy in my head. Gotta get back to living before I forget. My sights are set. Well, that green grass is a good running start. So get me over that fence. Yeah. 'Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. Fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've saddled these dreams, I'm holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah. Got a load on my back and a lot on my mind. Yeah, the weight of this world really gets me sometimes. There's a freedom inside me I've been missing so much. Gonna kick the gates wide open and leave a big old cloud of dust. Yeah. 'Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. A fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've saddled these dreams, I'm holding them tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah. Giddy up, look at what lies on the horizon. Second star to the left, then straight on till morning. So I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. A fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've saddled these dreams, holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah. I need a horse that can fly. Feeling all cooped up, feeling all caged. Love.
Well, that's a wrap, folks. See you back here tomorrow, and until then, go ride your horse!